You're fat. You've gained so much weight. Oh, you're so skinny now. Whether we like it or not, a comment on body weight and size became now part of greeting someone. Even total strangers now think it's acceptable to casually comment on your body weight or size, and they say it so casually as if they are entitled and without even taking into consideration the impact of their words.
You are listening to Sharqi Talks, the first podcast dedicated to Middle Eastern men, aiming to raise awareness on the psychological aspect of fitness, body issues, and mental health.
Hi everyone, this is Emil, also known as Ana Sharqi, and I'm so happy to welcome you to a new episode of the Middle Eastern Men podcast, Sharqi Talks, Haki Shar'i. Today, I'll be talking about body shaming. And I have a guest with me in the studio, Reem Shaheen, counseling psychologist, specialized in working with eating disorders and addictions, who's going to give us the psychological point of view of body shaming, its impact on mental health, and how to deal with it. Hi, Reem.
Hi, Emil.
So body shaming is a form of bullying. It's the act of criticizing, mocking, or saying something negative about a person's body. Typically, a person is body shamed by being overweight or underweight, or by not fitting in with society's alleged expectation of what's being beautiful. There are the direct forms of body shaming, like you're so fat, you're so skinny, and there are the subtle forms who are as harmful, like you're too tall for a girl. Are you sure you want to eat this cake? You're never going to find someone looking like that. Men and women are all subject to body shaming. And regardless of your body's size or shape, everyone is subject to body shaming. Someone might be shamed for being too fat, too big, too small, or too thin. So Reem, my first question, why do people body shame? Is it insecurities? Is it jealousies?
Can I just add something to the definition? Yes, definitely. That it doesn't have to be bullying or mocking. It could just be a negative comment that's just negative without any intention of bullying or mocking. So that also can be body shaming, so that people can distinguish that it's not necessarily, doesn't have to have a bad intention to it.
Okay, so it's like people can drop it casually or like without even realizing they're doing a negative comment. Like when they see someone, they say, you've gained weight.
Or even you've lost so much weight. That's negative because it just implies that you've been fat. Okay. There's an implication in it. There's a way to make you think that something was wrong with your body or something is wrong with your body. It just makes you think that something is wrong with the way you look. That's body shaming. So it doesn't necessarily have to be mocking or bullying. So to answer your question, why do people body shame? I think because, especially in the Arab world, we're so used to making comments about how people look all the time. And it's normalized. You walk into any family gathering, everybody's going to have something to say about the way you look. You lost weight, you gained weight, why did you cut your hair like this? What's wrong? You look older, are you going to start getting Botox? All of this stuff, just you're bombarded with. And it's normalized, all of the society, all over the world has normalized people making comments about the way we look. Who's prettier? There's a competition on who's pretty.
And social media has contributed as well.
Contributed to that. So all of that has normalized the idea of just being able to make a comment about that. So that's for the majority of people. But then there's the population that mocks or bullies. And it's the easiest way to bully someone because we all have something that's wrong with the way we look. So it's very easy to bring somebody down and just to point out maybe a disadvantage in their appearance and to get people to join along. Your nose is too big, you're too short, you're too tall, like what you were saying.
So it doesn't have to come from someone who's like negatively intentioned to hurt the other person. It's just like society has normalized it.
Well, yes, that's one reason why people body shame. The other one is obviously a negative intention of bullying or mocking or just wanting to make someone feel bad about themselves or putting them down. This is the number one way of humiliating someone to automatically just bring something up about their looks.
Okay, so here we have two things we need to discuss. First, how to stop or to avoid being part of this body shaming culture. And the second part is how to deal if you are subject to body culture, to body shaming. First, let me understand, how does body shaming affect your mental health?
It affects it tremendously. I mean, you see people now over-exercising, under-exercising, not under-exercising, but definitely over-exercising, under-eating, going on crazy diets, all the different ways that people are using in order to get their bodies to look the way they're supposed to look, and to get them convinced that the way they originally look is wrong. And then you've got body shaming playing into this. So that becomes the grounding for mental health issues. Depression, low self-esteem, eating disorders, obviously, addictions, self-harm, body self-harm. Because what it does to the person is that it makes them feel like their body is wrong, their looks are wrong. So they start to hate it, they start to self-damage and self-destruct in order to make themselves look better. You have abuse of all kinds of plastic surgeries, self-harm, all of that happens. And when you go to the root of it, or you try to understand the root of it, most of the time it will be, I was bullied. My family was all about appearance. All they care about is the way I looked. So the person becomes obsessed and they start to derive their value only from their body and what they look like.
Like, I see a lot around me, people where they refuse to expose their bodies to the beach or just like always hiding. And some of them have like social anxiety, mm-hmm. and like they go into isolation. It's because of body shaming.
Mm-hmm. Like, because you're expected to look perfect. And no one does. And no one ever will be. So, and you're being measured to the filtered pictures of the social media or celebrities who are undergoing plastic surgeries. They just have NDAs that prevent us from knowing.
Or like they have like a team of nutritionists, personal trainers, like someone to day-to-day take care of how they look.
And on top of that, probably a lot of plastic surgeries with NDAs. Yes. So it's not real. None of that is real. But you're made to believe that this is real. And you're made to believe that if you don't achieve that, something is wrong with you. All the pictures, I don't know if you follow that because it's mainly women, but all the pictures of celebrity stars 2-3 days after they give birth and they've regained their bodies. This is so damaging to women because, yeah, maybe you can regain your body right away because you're athletic and you exercise enough, everything. But most regular women, it takes them a couple of weeks, for even months, even years. And for that to be in your face, all of them, for that to be the expectation, that's very harmful to women who have just gone through a pregnancy and giving birth and having to take care of a child. So little examples like that you see everywhere, where nobody's really thinking about the implications of what those pictures and how they're affecting.
How can people filter through that? Like, because for me, the objective of this episode is to create this sort of awareness, mm-hmm. and education that people, you don't need to conform to a certain look that is allegedly, as I said in the beginning, by society implied that this is the only way to look beautiful. There are so many ways to look beautiful. And now we see as well more and more brands engaging in different part of bodies, like different type of bodies within the same ad, which is good. It started the body neutrality, the body positivity. It started to have a conversation. But I feel like we're way behind. So there are lots of damage happening, fueled by social media, fueled by everything around us. So what can we give advice to these people? How can they filter this content? Because we cannot tell them, like, stay away from social media. And some people, they see that it's a filter, and yet they judge themselves and they're very harsh on themselves. So what can we help them? What tips can we give them?
Well, first of all, the oversized models need to be a little bit more oversized than that, because they look like someone who's a little bit overweight. That, to me, is not an oversized model.
So you think as well the inclusion is not 100% there?
It's not 100%. There's a lot of work there. But also, I mean, you have to filter your content. You have to filter the people you are following or are exposing yourself to. If you think about it, what our bodies, and since everybody's on a health kick these days, we are really thinking deeply about what foods you're eating, the nutrition, in terms of do I eat McDonald's or do I eat fruits? We're making these choices now. It's exactly the same when it comes to your social media, what you're reading, what you expose yourself to. What am I allowing into my brain, which will affect me and will affect the way I view the world? So filtering the people you follow is the number one thing. I'm constantly unfollowing people who might trigger me, or have content that I don't think is appropriate, whether it has to do with body shaming or it has to do with degrading other populations, anything like that. You constantly have to be trying to unfollow that. And then the other thing is always somewhat questioning, why am I doing this? So I'm not saying that people shouldn't exercise. Of course, this is important. But then why are you exercising? What is the purpose? I'm exercising because I live in Dubai. We don't walk enough. So I have to get some physical activity. So this is why I exercise. That's the purpose. It's not to get my body to look a certain way. It's not to get myself to look a certain way. So that's questioning your motivation. Why do I go? Why am I going for Botox if women choose to, or men choose to get something like, is it for society in order to fit in? Or am I doing this for myself? And you can still go ahead and do it. But it's just, you have to question your motivation, because otherwise you're just following, and whatever the crowd is going, that's, I don't think it's a very good place.
How can we make people stop talking about bodies? Like, for example, why the first comment when I see you has to be about your body? There are like 1,000 other subjects, or like there's 100 of compliments I can give you. Nice energy. How's your day? Why the first thing I would do is about the body? How can we stop this culture?
I think a lot of the times people think it's a compliment to just tell you, oh, you lost so much weight. They think telling someone you lost so much weight is a compliment. And a lot of the times it isn't, because sometimes the weight loss is not healthy. So you start to make more conscious decisions into how you talk. Like, I've learned recently to just, instead of telling someone you've lost weight, because sometimes people do, you want to make a comment, I just say, well, I hope this weight loss has been healthy or is not because of any health concerns. So you're not complimenting it. You're not saying it's good. You're not saying it's bad. You're just expressing concern rather than just affiliating it with either positive or negative. So maybe trying to do that, and instead not commenting at all about people's looks is another nice thing that we could start doing.
As a fitness influencer, I always encourage people like to work out, but how to tell people, and I always put it as the angle of from the healthy side. It's not about how you look. It's about you feel better, you feel more energetic, you feel like even your body vitality is better. So what advice you can give me instead, like, to make sure that my messages don't fall into body shaming or just to telling someone because they are overweight just to work out?
I think it starts with not weighing them. Sometimes it's important. I got rid of my scale years ago, and I haven't weighed myself in years. So it's, maybe it's, I mean, for you, it might be important, but not sharing the weight, not having a weight target. Like, this is how, just let's focus on connecting to your body, making choices that are more about what your body needs, and asking your body and teaching them to ask their body what it needs, because a lot of the time your body will tell you. You'll crave foods that the body needs sometimes. You're a fitness influencer, you know that. You sometimes will feel like, oh, I'm too tired to exercise today, even though it's your routine, you're used to it, but maybe your week has been too intense, so no, I'll take a break this week. So little things like that, rather than encouraging them to focus on outwards, encourage them to focus inwards on their relationship with their bodies. And first of all, maybe just question their motivation for being there. Is it for health reasons, or is it because I want to look good, or I am fat, or having them stop making those kinds of comments?
Often, we project our own insecurities onto other people. Yeah. We judge them so harshly because we judge ourselves so harshly. Is that true?
That is very true. Actually, we are 10,000 times more critical of ourselves than to others. So when you meet somebody judgmental, have a little bit of empathy because they are 100 times more judgmental of themselves than to you.
So do you agree with the fact if we are kinder to ourselves, we'll be more kinder and considerate to others?
The kinder, more compassionate and nicer you are to yourself, the kinder, more compassionate and nice to others. It starts within. Yeah.
So are you with the, like, for this advice to speak up? For example, if you see someone body shaming another person, should you stand up and tell, maybe educate the other person?
I don't know what to tell you on how to respond to these things because sometimes I don't even know how to respond. But I think what I try to do sometimes now is either say that's not nice or that's not something to say to someone who's struggling. Because most women, I'm not going to say all women have eating disorders, because that's not true. But most women struggle with disordered eating. So they have a very unhealthy relationship with food because of the society's demands on the body. And men are joining us in huge numbers in the past 10 years. We need to figure out a better way to tackle this issue than shaming. And I don't think it helps if you shame the other person, because most of the time they don't know any better.
I was subject to a lot of body shaming because my legs look skinny relatively to my upper body, although like I work out legs twice a week and they are muscly. But so I always had these comments like chicken legs, skinny legs, someone has skipped legs workout, and all these people commenting. And I won't deny that it really affected me. And I reached a stage where I was cropping my legs from the pictures, only putting upper body. And it goes further beyond that, because some people, because, you know, like I always tell that abs, you don't look always flexing unless you're posing flexing. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people will take screenshots of my videos where like I'm seated in a normal way and then circling a layer of skin and saying, oh, you gained fat. And then I became my own bully. Mm-hmm. So I engage in like self body shaming. Mm-hmm. Then I did like a sort of a mental exercise to switch all of this into a, like, I mean, I tell myself, these people don't define me. These comments don't define, but it took time. So that's why. So I focused all my focus on the positive attributes of my body. Like, I'm fit, I'm healthy, I motivate people to stay fit and healthy. I don't need to answer to these people. And people ask me, why do you reply to these comments? Why don't you leave these comments? Because I reached a stage of confidence and thick skin because I've been like on social media for like 5 years now. So I know people's going to comment regardless if you look fit or not fit. But I speak up because some people are not there yet. And some people really, you need to educate to tell them it's not okay to comment on someone else's body, because some people really are defined by others people's comments. And as you said, people should filter the content on social media and remove any triggers like you do. You unfollow the accounts that triggers somebody image issues or that it make you feel so bad about yourself. So your advice for all these people who are defined by these comments, what can we give them, like tips for self-care, for like be kinder with your expectations? Or just to understand that everybody, or like each one of us, has different body shapes. So we cannot all look the same. So my body is different than your body, than his body, than their body. So there's no one norm. So we should appreciate and love our body and just focus. How can we focus on these like positive attributes? For me, it was a mental exercise, but for others, how?
But everybody has to engage in this mental exercise, and parents should engage their children in those mental exercises rather than making them think about, oh, you're too fat, or you gained weight, or you can't have dinner because then you'll be fat. You get this all the time. So this is one thing, is that maybe influencers, and more influencers are doing that, to focus more on the idea that fitness and health fitness has nothing to do with the way your body looks. Your body, the way it looks, is mostly genetic. You have no hands in it. So it doesn't really matter. And then the other thing is, what people are saying, most of the time, it's just their own projections. I mean, what you're saying are the meanest comments. It sounds so mean. Chicken legs or oh, you have been skipping or anything like that. That's so mean. But also, they don't even know you. So why would you target something so mean to someone that you don't know? And most of the times, they're projecting their own pain. So maybe finding forgiveness for them, sometimes you have to call them out. A lot of the times you have to call them out. But also finding forgiveness and knowing that this is not about you, this is about the other person. So this is their stuff. I'm going to shield myself from it and I'm going to walk away and I'm going to hold my values, which is I take care of my body and I love it. It's the machine. I mean, there's so many things that our bodies does for us. None of them has to do with the way it looks. So appreciating the body for that rather than, oh, it looks like what the society wants it to look or not.
Well, thank you so much, Reem, for joining me today. So I'm going to finish with this message. Remember, you are much more than your looks. So be kind to yourself. There are many bullies in the world, and the last bully you want to deal with is yourself. So treat yourself with respect, self-love, and kindness, and learn to love your body. That's it for today. Thank you all for listening, and I'm looking forward to catching you on the next episode. Until then, remember, be fit, stay healthy, and stay safe. If you like this episode, please save it, share it, and subscribe to my channel. And I'm waiting for your messages and feedback on my Instagram page at @Anna_Sharkey or the podcast page at Sharkey Talks. This podcast is for educational and motivational purposes. All opinions and advice shared and put forward in this episode by myself and my guests are our personal point of views and do not represent nor are affiliated with any entity or institution we belong to. Any reliance on the information provided is at your own choice.